Welcome and thanks for joining us for another SearchStorage.com podcast. I'm here with Rick Clark, CEO of Aptar, here to talk about the new Storage Console 7.0 platform. Thanks for being with us, Rick.
Thanks very much, Beth. Thanks for the opportunity today.
So, it's been a while since I've covered Aptar. Last I wrote about Storage Console, you had expanded to cover capacity as well as backup management. That was back in August 2007. And I was hoping a couple of things. Can you talk about that transition for the company since then? What kind of traction have you seen in the market since then? And how many customers do you have to date total?
Absolutely, Beth. I think the key message here is really over the last 5 years, we've moved away from being somewhat of a one-trick pony into a leading provider of Web 2.0 storage management software. Turning the clock back to June of 2003 when we first released our backup manager product that would actually focus on the problem statement in the data center around backup and recovery systems, we've since sort of moved into the overall storage management framework. We conducted many focus groups with our customers, and then in November of 2007, we released a new product called Capacity Manager that would address specifically the notion of optimizing your storage, really identifying or illuminating the dark storage within customers' environments. Continuing on that theme, as part of this new announcement we're doing with 7.0, is we're addressing continued problem statements around storage optimization in the replication space and obviously in the virtualization space. Mm. We've had enormous traction in the marketplace. To be honest with you, over the last couple of years, we've seen 55% growth in the customer base over 2007 to 2008. Our revenues year on year have been growing at 40 to 50%. Q3 and Q4 of last year, the calendar quarters, were actually the largest back-to-back quarters in the history of the company, and we're seeing that continued theme here through Q1 of 09. Sort of continuing that with the maturing channels with regards to how we sell our software, you can probably remember back to some early conversations we had, Beth. We use Hitachi Data Systems mm-hmm. as an OEM partner. Mm-hmm. And so they rebrand our software. The Backup Manager product sells as Hitachi Backup Services Manager, and our Capacity Manager product sells as Hitachi Storage Capacity Reporter. Mm-hmm. I think another theme that we've seen over the last 12 months is the traction in the SaaS practice. We actually have a software or storage as a service offering. We have partnerships with Glasshouse, Datalink, and FusionStorm, and all of those partners have grown tremendously with regards to providing storage reporting services securely over the internet. We have roughly 300 customers in this day, and just have seen phenomenal growth over the last year.
Hmm. So who would you say are your main competitors? And what's the most common reason you win deals against them and the most common reason that you lose deals?
I think the main competitors we see specifically in the storage management space are the large storage array vendors. And at the end of the day, the reason why we're sort of winning in that space is that we illuminate the dark storage for customers' environments. We focus on the data center storage optimization. We provide agentless SRM deployments. So customers are sort of fed up with having to go and place host agents on the SAN fabric and take months, if not years, to do deployments. Our solutions are customer deployable. We provide immediate value of return on investment that customers can see certainly within days and not years to really return the investment for the software purchase. We focus on showing customers how to really get more out of what they've already purchased. And certainly in this economy where companies are looking not to necessarily purchase more storage and more hardware, they're looking to say, how do I just get better utilization out of what I've already purchased? And that's exactly what the Aptar solution does. Mm. In the case of the question on, you know, where do we lose, at the end of the day, some companies are just buy from a specific vendor, buy from one vendor. Often that vendor is the array vendor. And it doesn't really matter what your solution provides. It's more of sort of a religious conversation. And there's always the exception mm-hmm. where some companies will actually take that path.
So it's interesting you mentioned that single vendor conversation because I'm curious about the fact that Replication Manager is supporting NetApp specifically in the first release. And given the fact that NetApp users can also use native NetApp tools such as Enaro, what's the opportunity for Aptar?
think the key message here is heterogeneous. There's no customer that I've spoken to where all of their storage assets are really from one vendor, and often they don't want the lock-in from that one vendor that may have or be driven to a different agenda with regards to what they're trying to establish. And so what we focus on is optimization, where a company has a multitude of different array vendors really within the data center. In the case of our offering, specifically around Replication Manager, we felt that NetApp had the largest market share. We're extremely complementary to the NetApp SanSCREEN product. So we don't compete against NetApp. We're actually very complementary to their solution. Their replication technology is focusing on managing the replication, setting up the policies, and just doing general operations and management. Our software focuses on more of the end-to-end business intelligence and driving efficiencies really within the replication space.
Okay. And then Storage Console 7 also adds new support for VMware. And there are some other products on the market, for example, Symantec's Command Central Storage product that have already been shipping that feature. So I'm wondering how you plan to compete against offerings that are already out there with VMware support, and what your differentiation will be against those products.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at our offering with regards to what we're providing on VMware, our focus is really on end-to-end storage optimization and utilization. There's a bunch of companies out there that have written products that are focused around virtualization, specifically server virtualization, and really providing operations and reporting tools for that. Our focus is around storage. And what we can do is we can illuminate and light up and show the utilization of the storage all the way from the array vendors agnostically. It doesn't matter who the array vendors are, certainly with our 7.0 release and the added support for LSI and IBM, all the way through the SAN Fabric up to the HPA and to the host. And now with our Virtualization Manager product, we talk directly to vCenter, which was VMware's virtual center solution. And then potentially directly to the ESX systems if someone doesn't have a vCenter solution. We can show you how the mapping of your storage to the data stores within the VMware environment. We can show companies how they're underutilizing essentially the storage really within that environment, map it all the way up to the VM guests, and then into the applications that are actually running on those guests. So that's that true end-to-end picture that we can provide for a company. The other key really message there is what I mentioned before. We're very complementary to other tools and technologies in that space, and we provide all of this in a Web 2.0 agentless fashion so that companies don't have to spend months or years to deploy agents to get the same sort of reporting.
Okay. And so finally, there seems to be a consensus among storage analysts that although the need for improved capacity management is real, users are reluctant to actually spend money on it, especially in a down economy where many IT projects are being postponed. And wondering how Aptar approaches users given those factors.
Well, certainly the last particularly 6 months of the global economy have really given a message to the storage world, which is, you know, let's stop requesting companies to have to purchase more and more hardware within the data center. Show me how I can get better utilization out of those existing hardware assets that I've already purchased. And so our focus has always been on data center storage optimization. And it, really the facets of that are everything from agentless SRM deployments so that customers can sort of download digitally over the web, get up and running in days, and do these deployments. And we show companies how to really get more out of their existing assets. And you've seen that with while the rest of the world is suffering from this economic collapse, our revenues and our company has actually been growing stronger, particularly in the last 6 months, than we have in the entire history of the company.
Thank you very much for being with us, Rick.
You're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity today.
And thanks to our audience, as always, for listening. And as always, you can find the latest storage news, trends, and analysis at searchstorage.com. Okay.